God's attributes were manifested to his bride.
The whole entire message around the world, they are getting confused. Because after they finished making an idol of that man, William Branham, people didn't know where that spirit was going to. Men started rising here and here, here and here, here and here. And they break it down to international idols who said the bride of Jesus Christ must follow them. After William Branham, they are the next. Theirs is global bride to follow them. They thin it down to their local pastors. The average enter message follower, his pastor is his idol. He fears his pastor more than he fears God.
We are the word made flesh today. This is what scripture says.
When you begin to see the church in the Acts of Apostles, in the New Testament church as we see it in the Bible, in this age, before now, it totally disappeared. When you begin to see a church perfected to the level that when you see now, you see what is in the Bible, you see what is happening, you see Bible as their absolute. They baptize in the name of Jesus. They are baptized in the name of Jesus. They did not ordain women pastors. You are not ordaining women pastors. They did not have branches and headquarters anywhere. They were not appointing and disappointing pastors. They were not peering. We will not peer on scriptural titles. When you see a church that makes the Bible their absolute, then you know the rapture will soon strike. They did everything. They tried to use police. They tried to use everything. They did not succeed. He said, oh, look why I mounted a podium and said that there is a man here in Calabar that wants to equate himself with the living God. That is impersonating that he is the Holy Ghost come in the flesh. If that man does not repent, I have come to Calabar to tell him, I give him 3 days, he will die. He said, 3 days after, that man paralyzed. Oluba, Oluba. He said they were hiding it from people. He said the man died. If you want the video, I hope I've not deleted it. Come to my office. I'll give it to you. In fact, ask Traddock. I think one of you has it. I'll send it to you. Dose, give them your phone number. Let them collect it and listen to it. 080. Praise the Lord. You cannot say God will call you. God will call you. And then you say you are an evangelist. Praise the Lord. Then you are going with the grammar. English. Brother Abraham say for crusade. Abraham said. Then you say you are a teacher. You are going to teach the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Brother Moses, but you to say you are a teacher, you say, yes, I am a teacher. And everything I taught you, I practicalize it. So that you'll understand. I am not a Nigerian engineering professor that sits down in the class with the chalk and has not designed anything that people are using. Yet he's a professor. No. I told you, Jesus heals or you bring the sick person. I told you there are gifts of healing. This is how the gift operates. I will demonstrate it. It's practical. Hallelujah. To some, he gave the gift of the word of knowledge. I will demonstrate it. To some, word of wisdom. In fact, if there's no evidence, at least that one, everybody know that one. For Malam to pastor Igbo person, it needs wisdom. I get up. Discernment of spirit, uncle. Any gift that is in operation, I will tell you whether it's of God or not. I know it. Give me the ability to know it. So I can teach it. That's what I'm saying. So I can teach it. Don't teach what you have not known. Because the things of the gospel is not academic. It's not Turenchi English. It's not. It's not intellectualism. I did not come with enticing words of wisdom of man. But what? The demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith will not rest on the cunningness of men, but your faith will rest on the cross. That is a power that was released there. And so all this nonsense going on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I say I teach faith, I will tell you all what I have done by faith. Hallelujah. What I have done by faith. Then I can teach you faith. And this does not make me any special anything. Of course, God will always use somebody to lead. But that you are leading, amen. You are leading what? Leading them to where? Leading them to see what you have seen. Leading them to know what you have known. If I say Jesus is alive, it's because I have seen him. And I'm leading you to see him, and I must be able to show him to you. If I say Jesus is alive, our God is a holy God. If it is a holy God I met, I will live a holy life. I will live a holy life. Well, what I'm saying is this. Amen. I told them, and I'm telling the whole world now, that the time we are in now, God is moving among his bride, meeting us individually. This is the only age that the commonest things we are hearing now are personal visitations. People are having revelation. Brother Emeka from Emirates. All of a sudden, he's walking to his work at Murtala Mohammed International Airport. Are you here? Wave your hand. And he said, he's walking on, going to work in the car park to climb up and go to his office at the International Airport. And he was hearing a song. Don't you hear the bells? Now ringing, don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee in the far off sweet forever.
The shining when they ring
the golden bells for you and me. He said, he looked around, he looked at the speakers. Where is the song coming from? It was then he realized it was a supernatural thing happening. Only him was hearing it. It's the soon coming of the Lord. People will say, I saw revelation and rapture took place. I didn't make it. It's God warning you, get yourself ready. This rapture is real. And unless you have a personal revelation of the soon going time, you will never see the need to live a life in expectation. And that's why even within the end time message, there is all manner of carnalities going on. People, I went to a meeting in Ghana, and the leaders of the message in Ghana suddenly are afraid. Their members are asking questions. Why are we like this? Why are we doing like this? Why are we doing like this? They are now scared. And the leader of the whole entire message churches in Ghana, very old friend of mine, so many years ago, I organized a program before this church started, 1995 or 94 or so. This ministry started in 1998. I was into prison ministry. I was sensitizing inter-message ministers to take the gospel to the prison. And so I organized a meeting that we held in Ilorin, and he was among those that came from Ghana. From other countries, some other people came. Just sensitizing, I said, if God could visit me in the prison yard, it means his seed, they are there in the prison. Let's go to the prison and fish them out. And he came. He ministered that day. So I know him very well. But now all of a sudden, they are shaking. Because he himself is a denominational man. He is among those that have misplaced the ministry of William Branham. He is among those that have hijacked the Church of Jesus Christ. He is among those that have established himself as one that must be followed. He is their father, and they are his children. Father and children. And suddenly he heard that his children are listening to one man in Lagos. And something is happening, and he organized a meeting that held yesterday, 30th March, 2019. And when we are listening to him, as soon as he's finished, in fact, they sent a complete message to me. All the whole meeting was sent to me 1 hour after they finished. I took them and I listened to it. And I see somebody into crisis management. Instead of surrender, he's still making efforts to debunk what I am saying and quoting me out of context and inciting them, telling them that I said William Branham is not the seven church edge messenger. I say, how can somebody say, and that is the person you people are following. Saying that it's not William Branham, it's not William Seymour. Saying that there is one man, Clarence something, that preached the seven seed, it's not William Branham. Giving them the impression that the rapture is not taking place in the fourth seed, that the rapture is taking place in the third seed. He said, and that I came with the prophets, and the prophets are prophesying, and the prophets are,
necromancer.
Thank you. Because you know that what I'm saying, that God is raw here. You know. You gather those youths so that you will tell them that I am false. That our prophets are, he said, you people, you grew up in the village. You grew up in the town. We that grew up in the village, we know Babalawo when they are prophesying. That I carry Babalawos with me. Because he is blind spiritually, he said that they said that, and he was not there, so he was informed. That they were giving a message, your mother in the mortuary is crying for the evil that was done to her. Your mother is crying. They decide this is how your mother died, and that your mother is in the mortuary now. You say yes, that she is crying. And you say, somebody who is dead in the mortuary is crying. So when God came down and told Cain that your blood, the blood of your brother, is crying, then he will tell you, then he will tell God, blood they cry. You see, blood they cry. Because he doesn't even know spiritual language. He doesn't even know the language of revelation. Why am I saying all this? Praise the Lord. Amen. I am saying this to let you know Esau and Jacob truly exist in the end time message. And that not all who are proclaiming that they are in the end time message they are that are part of the bride of Jesus Christ in this age. And all I'm trying to teach, like that song says, oh my loving brother, when the world is on fire, because this world will soon, God will soon rain fire on earth here. Don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Don't you want to be among those that he will say, welcome, thou faithful servant. Come and enjoy the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Don't you want to serve God and receive reward? Why are you playing with eternal destination? In this age, God is looking for men that will stand for the truth. God is looking for men and women that will contend for this faith. God is looking for men and women. Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 20, after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. People will look at, like that man in Ghana, Brother Abraham said, but they cannot tell you what Brother Abraham did. They cannot quote to you the most favorable scripture of William Branham's, Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. They cannot tell you that. The mystery is deep, but he has revealed it to us. You are joining us here for the first time. Maybe you visited us because you want to dedicate your friend's baby. God has sent us a message. And it is the message we are proclaiming. What is the message? Judgment is coming. All will be there. Each one receiving justice due.
Hide there.
As only receive, he will pass over you.
I will pass over you.
That is the message. Come out from among them. See, forget what politicians have messed up the economy of this world. Let nobody tell you it will ever get better. It will never get better. We are moving to the next level of suffering. That is the next level. But
there is a land beyond the river that we call the sea forever. And we only reach the shore.
One by one,
we gain the portal.
There to dwell with the immortal. When they ring
the golden bells for you and me.
Oh, don't you hear?
Oh, don't you hear the bells are ringing?
Don't you hear?
Don't you hear?
Glory.
It's a glory. Hallelujah. Jubilee.
In a far.
In a far. A sweet forever.
Just
beyond the shadow.
When the ring.
What is the message?
Come to the Savior.
Make no delay. Here in his word,
he has shown us the way.
Here in our midst.
He's standing here now.
Come to him.
Yeah.
I said, come to Jesus. I didn't say, come to Grand Assembly Church. Instead of coming to Jesus, you are going to your church. I am redeemed. I am bride. I am bride. I am bride. Nobody says, I am of Christ. Nobody says it. They have bewitched us to follow church instead of following Christ. Show them anything in the Bible. If their church doesn't do it, they will not do it. That's why all of you that are here now, before you go, pray this prayer with me. Open my eyes and I may see.
Glimpses of truth.
Glimpses of truth.
Thou hast placed in my head.
Placed in my head. The wonderful
God shall unclad.
I've been trying to prove to you that not all Israel are of Israel. That not all Christians are of Christ. And that the Church of Jesus Christ is a mixed multitude. And I show you all the mixes from the Garden of Eden up to the entire message following. And that God will not move with a mixture. There has to be a separation. And the separation process has been going on. Hallelujah. And we are part of that separation. When in this age, to separate the bride from the denomination, God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. There is a message. There is a message.
By the last prophet.
A message from a prophet.
And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord.
Original life. The seed that was planted at Pentecost must die. He died an Assyrian in AD 325. Through Luther, it began to spring up. It's the church that was corrupted. Christ himself gave us that parable, Matthew 13, verse 33. Until the three works of grace was totally corrupted, justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost, they began to spring up and spring up and spring up in God's agenda. And in this age now, he made it clear through that parable in Mark chapter 4 from verse 26 of the growing seed. It was the blade that first shot out from that seed that died. Luther sprang up. The next one here sprang up. Sanctification restored to the church. And in 1906, hallelujah, through the ministry of William Seymour, in Azusa Street in America, God raised up and restored the gifts that were killed in AD 325. Restored, and that produced the revival that we call Pentecostalism today. That is the ear, the corn in the ear. The corn in the ear. But there is need, there is a fourth stage. What is it? It is the fruit. When the fruit is now fully produced, there is a fruit producing ministry. The ministry of perfection. God raised another man again by the name of William Marion Braham. With the ministry of perfection, perfection, perfection. And when you begin to see the church in the Acts of Apostles, in the New Testament church, as we see it in the Bible, in this age, before now, it totally disappeared. When you begin to see a church perfected to the level that when you see now, you see what is in the Bible, you see what is happening, you see Bible as their absolute. They baptized in the name of Jesus. They are baptized in the name of Jesus. They did not ordain women pastors. You are not ordaining women pastors. They did not have branches or headquarters anywhere. They were not appointing and disappointing pastors. They were not bearing. We will not bear on scriptural titles. When you see a church that makes the Bible their absolute, then you know the rapture will soon strike. And that is what God is attempting to do that has produced this ministry. Thank you. Thank you. Brother Dexter Mogambiwa from Zimbabwe. He said, thank you, Brother Alu, for clearing that. The end time message has been made into a cult by vile men. They will not go any further. Hey. Hey. That's from Zimbabwe. They will not go any further. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why I want to scripturally show you this separation, so that you won't think as if I'm talking like a politician. It's in the Bible. There will be separation. And you will see that there is need for you to stand and contend for this faith. First as an individual, before we come as a group. Make your calling and election sure. This is all that is my body. As this ministry is getting more and more popular, for one major reason, people are fed up with what is being propagated as Christianity on the television and everywhere. And they are looking for where they can get something to eat. Spiritual food. And when they come across Bright TV, they now know that that is the answer to their prayers. We, this ministry, is an answer to the virgins that faint. Remember, Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst of water, because now prosperity is everywhere. But the famine of what? Hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Verse 13. This is where I'm going. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. Thirsty to hear something. The church of Jesus Christ is not in short supply of anointing. Anointing is everywhere. Plus original one. Plus a fake one, plus arranging one, all anointed. Oh, everything. Anointing everywhere. Nyafu, nyafu. So. No be anointing. The virgins there, hallelujah, is water. They are testing of the water of the word. Remember, the food of the soul is the word of God. Prophecy does not affect the soul. But only the word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing. It pierces through the dividing asunder of the bone and marrow, and any part of it, it will meet it, it will scatter it. That is what produces conversion. The word. Healing. You are healed now. Tomorrow you can be sick of another sickness. I'm not against it. But I'm telling you, what people are looking for is the word. And I pray that God will richly, enrich us with his word. That when you come here, you will be loaded. So loaded with the word, hallelujah, that you'll be able to stand against the very darts of the enemy. Let's stand up. Pastor Lawrence from Cameroon is a pastor, fire on. You are touching the public points. Very necessary. Jeremiah 23:1. That's Jeremiah 10:20-21. Jeremiah 3:13-15. And Jeremiah 22:22. There he assured us he will raise up pastors. Hallelujah. He will give you pastors. My prayer is that I will be among those pastors. We never deceive you for any reason. Put one hand on your chest. And one hand. And raise it up to heaven. This is our prayer today as we take this song. See me through. Lord Jesus, see me through. See me through. Lord Jesus, see me through. Oh,
there is a rain.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Let that be your prayers. Go home. Another one from Sister Magdalene from United Kingdom, Birmingham. He said, God bless you, Pastor Alu. Continue to shout it loud, sir. We are hearing you in diaspora. Hey, hey. Hallelujah.